Ladies and gentlemen, greetings and welcome to the Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited Q1 FY24 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Ryan. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining the call today. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. From the management, we have today Shri Sanjeev Singhal, Chairman and Managing Director, Additional Charge and Director of Finance, Shri Biju George, Director of Shipbuilding, and Shri Vasudev Puranik, Director of Corporate Planning and Personnel. Without much ado, I would invite Mr. Singhal for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Amit. Good afternoon, all the participants to this meeting. Glad to inform that as far as Q1 is concerned, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders' performance has been fairly stable. Our revenues compared to CPLY as well as the last quarter of the previous financial year are quite comparable. The profits are on the higher side, taking the other income into consideration. Execution is as per the execution progress is as per the plan. We are targeting delivery of the third ship of Project 15 Bravo, that is a missile destroyer, sometime end of second quarter this year or early third quarter this year. We have already delivered two vessels, one in 2021 and 2022. Continuing with the same trend that these two vessels were delivered prior to the contractual delivery date, the third vessel is also expected to be delivered four to five months prior to the delivery date. In addition, as the audience may be aware, we have received an order for MRLC of one number of submarine. This is a German-made submarine which was placed into service some 36 years ago. It has come to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited for a medium refit and light certification. The total order value is approximately 2,700 crore. So company is doing well. We have submitted a price bid for six number of AIP-fitted submarines under Project P-75I. As we proceed, I am sure that there would be questions on that, and as per the questions, we will submit the clarifications. So I propose that we can move ahead with the questions of the participants.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be conducting a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star and two if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Jayesh Shah with YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please, Jayesh.
I think there is some disturbance here, sir. Probably I'll.
It's audible.
Okay. Sure. No, sir, good results and clearly in line with what management had guided to earlier. Just had a couple of questions, sir. So one, you did mention the bid has been submitted for six submarines which will be fitted with AIP. So that has been in tie-up with TKMS, correct, sir?
Yes, this is in collaboration with TKMS, Germany.
Okay. Second, sir, any guidance on the three submarine orders which has been in the news of, and you know, Prime Minister Modi when he visited France? There was a lot of discussion, but nothing concrete in terms of the order flow which will finally happen to Mazagon Dock. So any guidance you would want to give on that?
Order flow doesn't happen so fast because these are very high-value orders, and although is a part of the same platform, Scorpene Submarines. But considering that there is a significant time has elapsed between the previous order and these three submarines, which are called additional submarines or add-on submarines, so these are not exactly the same submarines. Lot many equipments would be changing in these submarines. These platforms are likely to be more potent. So some discussions have to be there. Navy is also in the process of finalizing the equipments, and some discussions would be held with the Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders and our collaborator, Naval Group. So as far as order is concerned, yes, that would be coming to Mazagon Dock, but it would be taking us some amount of time. At present, it would be difficult to quantify, but we can expect maybe in 4 to 6 months, things should be in place.
Sure. And last question, sir, from my side. There was Mazagon Dock also tied up with the Warship Design Bureau. I mean, can you throw light on what is the tie-up for and what is the likely outcome? I believe this is for P-76, but request if you can throw some light on that tie-up. That was the last question.
Warship Design Bureau, we have entered into a MOU. This is with respect to the indigenization of the Scorpene, the equipments of Scorpene fleet. Okay. We have already delivered 5 submarines. The 6th one is targeted to be delivered this year by March 24. And we are also talking for additional 3 submarines. So this requires that this fleet of submarines is required to be maintained for next 30 to 40 years, which would require a significant dependence on the foreign collaborators. To avoid that, MDL has undertaken a very ambitious program with respect to indigenization of almost 8,000 components of what goes into this submarine. In addition, Warship Design Bureau is also working towards the indigenization of submarine under the project P-76. So we are in discussion with Warship Design Bureaus how these efforts of indigenization, which WDB is looking at and which MDL is targeting, they can be mutually beneficial for both the programs, that is the current Scorpene program as well as the P-76 program. So we'll be working on these aspects jointly.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, please restrict yourself to one question and one follow-up question. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Natarajan with Antique. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Depending on the... So could you quantify the number of vessels and any technology aspect, like will it be AIP, will it be diesel electric, what kind of technology are we thinking about at this point in time?
Are you talking with respect to the additional submarines?
Yes, sir, 26.
Yeah, additional submarines, we are also not very clear at this point of time whether this would be with AIP or without AIP, or all the options are open, in fact, because AIP, indigenous AIP marinized version is still not developed. But at the same time, we understand that there would be a certain time by which time we deliver the first submarine out of this additional 3 submarines. So I believe there would be certain options that in case the marinized version of AIP is ready, then what would be the scope with integration of AIP? And in case the AIP version is not ready, then what would be the scope without the AIP? So these options we believe would be there, but the contours of the final contract are yet to be finalized.
I appreciate that part, sir. So my second question is on the retrofit or maybe life extension program for the old submarines that
yep.
we have at this point in time. So all the Sindhu Ghosh class of submarines, I believe a lot of them were commissioned. But do you think is there a scope for them to come back to you in terms of the life extension certificate programs, like similar order what we have won?
At the moment, we have done, I'm Commander Puranik. At the moment, we have done emergency of the first submarine of the SSK class, life certification. The second one is already, as brought out by the chairman, it's already in progress. So we expect that the third and fourth will also come to MDL only because we have built this submarines.
And as far as third and fourth is concerned, they were built at MDL.
They were built at MDL, so it will come to MDL. So similarly for the other Scorpion program, there is a talk already in progress that we will be doing retrofitting of these Scorpions with an AIP during their normal refits that will come. So these are the, that will happen on every submarine, all the six submarines basically. So this is the plan of flow. So these submarines will come into refit after about 6 years of, or 7 years of their exploitation in service.
Considering that the first submarine of Scorpion class was delivered in 19, as per the provisional timelines, we are targeting the refit of the first submarine to be somewhere in the middle of 25.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First question is regarding this submarines for in tie-up with TKMC Germany. What would be the size of this project? And secondly, on the Scorpion submarines with the France, the size of that project as well?
As far as the size of the AIP fitted six number submarines for which we have already submitted the price bid on 1st of August, as per the AON, the cost involved is 43,000 crores. I would not be able to, considering that the price bids have been submitted both by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited as well as by L&T, it would not be appropriate for me to come out with any numbers. I can only say that we expect that the pricing compared to AON would be significantly higher. And clearly with respect to the additional submarines, as I said, the scope is yet to be finalized. So we are expecting those discussions to start shortly. And what kind of options are there, whether with AIP, without AIP, or both the options are there. So the pricing would depend on that. But broadly, the database is available both with the Navy as well as with MDL, because this is a platform which has been under execution for quite some time. We have already delivered five submarines. The sixth one is slated for delivery in March 24. So broadly, the items and the prices are known. Depending upon the additional scope, this should not be very different.
And this 43,000 crore order where L&T is also competition,
yeah,
it be split between the two player, or it's whoever wins gets the entire order?
As per the RFP structure as it stands now, there is no split envisaged. Either it is 06 or 60.
And the order which we have received for refit and life certification,
yeah,
this will be executed over how much time?
Over 33 months.
33 months.
We have received on 30th of June. The time period as per the contract is 33 months.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Amit Dixit with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for taking my question. I have a few questions. The first one is initially on the P-75I again.
Can you be a bit louder, Amit?
Yeah, sure, sure. The first question is on the P-75I itself, for which you and L&T have submitted the bid. There was another name doing rounds of Yanhwa Water or the South Korean company. So have they also submitted their bid, or is it only two of you?
No, DSME Korea, MDL was trying to tie up with DSME Korea around a year back when they had shown interest in tying up with MDL. Subsequently, we understand that DSME Korea has been taken over by Hanwha, and after this takeover, they have withdrawn from the project. So they have confirmed to us in writing that they are no more interested in the project, and accordingly, MDL tied up with the TKMS.
Okay, so they are no longer involved in the project actually.
No.
Okay. Sir, last time you indicated that there are several other orders for naval platforms for which you would be bidding. So, one of them was, of course, the 36,400 crore corvette order. So any update on that?
No, the corvette order, they have not.
Director of Shipbuilding, Mr. Biju George.
Yeah, they have not issued the RFP. So we are expecting by end of this year. So that's the update on that.
Okay. Thanks so much, sir. I will get back in the queue. There are some participants waiting for their turn.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of more questions. Firstly, in this 232 crore other income, was there any one-off, like any LD write-back or anything?
No, as far as quarter one is concerned, there is no LD write-back. In quarter four of 2022-23, there was one LD write-back of 173 crores, but that was also part of the revenue from operations.
Okay, this quarter there was no write-back.
No, no write-back, but just for the benefit of the participants, as far as LD is concerned, this LD has been withheld and levied by Navy on all the submarines which we have delivered, all the five submarines, and we have received a refund with respect to the first submarine. So with respect to one submarine and with respect to other four submarines also, we have put up our case to Indian Navy, which is under process, and we expect that with time, these also would be refunded.
Okay. And I think this is around 600 crore, right? In the last call you have mentioned.
Yeah, approximately 150 to 175 crores refund for each submarine. So for five vessels, it would be around 700-750 crores approximately, or 800 crores. One we have already received, so for balance four vessels.
Okay, and last question. So generally, you know, what you guide is generally we see the margins considering the other income. Now, if I see last year, full year, our PBT margin was around 16%, and even this quarter, it is around 16%. So just wanted to understand one thing. So as we will move ahead and the projects, let's say P-15 Alpha frigates and all those comes at the end of their life in terms of project execution, that time the advances from customers will be lower. So what kind of margins, you know, we can sustain on the downside?
Considering that this is a revolving kind of a cash balance and we are expecting fresh orders during the intervening period, as of now, we don't envisage any significant impact on the margins, including the other income. In addition, as I have been maintaining that during the execution of a project, we maintain on a conservative side because the cost structure may not be discovered fully. But if a platform gets delivered prior to the contractual date, it definitely has a positive impact on the overall profitability as regards that ship. So we did deliver two ships ahead of schedule. The third ship is also slated to be delivered ahead of schedule by 4 to 5 months. So whenever we are making a delivery prior to the contractual delivery date, what we have observed is there is a definite positive impact on the profitability. So third ship is also likely to be delivered 4 to 5 months early. So let us see if that effect would be captured either in quarter two or quarter three.
Okay, fine. That's it from me, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Colonel Sarjeet Yadav with Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, one question. When we talk about the, you know, order book, like you said, 43,000 crores, so does that include the cost of the platforms which are going to be there on the ships? And if that be so, then what is the percentage of that, those platforms?
I didn't get you very clearly. Our order book right now is 39,000 crores, comprising of three platforms, seven Project 15 Bravo, which is approximately 17,000 crores. Another project 17 Alpha, which is four number of frigates, which would be another 18,000 crores, and 4,000 crores for the last submarine, project P-75. In addition, approximately 2,700 crores for the MRLC, which we have received recently. So this is a broad breakup of 39,000 crores.
My question was, the project includes the cost of the platforms.
I didn't get it. Project, this is the platform cost.
Sir, I'm asking.
You are not audible.
Mr. Yadav, you are not audible. Could you please speak up or could you please lift your hand, sir?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Is it audible now?
Yeah, better. Continue.
Hello?
Yes, please continue.
So my question was that does the project include the cost of the platforms?
What do you mean by platform? The platform is the project comprises of ships.
The, what we call as platform is the ship itself. So there are the entire residual order book comprises of the equipment cost, the yard effort, the own planned usage, so many costing elements. If I understand your question, is what is the percentage of equipment in the residual order book? Is that your question?
Yes, the equipment like the kind of radars which are going to be there or the weapon platforms are going to be there. Is the cost included in that platform?
It does include that. Yes.
And what could be the percentage of the?
The shipbuilding is like a construction industry, not like a mass production. So at every quarter, it can fluctuate, but generally it fluctuates between 50% to 65%. Remaining will be the labor and other
own plant usage,
services, subcontracting expenditures, all that.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Natarajan with Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity again. So my question is on the receipt of P-17A and the possibility of AON for NGD, Next Generation Destroyer. Any color on that?
Yeah, we expect positive movement in both these projects. As far as Next Generation Destroyers is concerned, as per the discussions, what the information we have is that earlier the discussion was six number of Next Generation Destroyer. Now the number has been increased to eight in two phases of four numbers. And with respect to 17 Bravo, the follow-on ships of 17 Alpha frigates, there also positive movement is definitely there. So we expect the number to be on similar lines, seven numbers. And MDL continues to be a very strong contender for both these platforms. As far as destroyers are concerned, nobody else has constructed the destroyers. And towards capability enhancement, as informed earlier, we have placed an order for a floating dry dock, which can accommodate the next generation destroyer. This is a capex costing around 500 crores. This order has been placed in the month of June.
Got it, sir. Sir, just to touch on the Goa shipyard part, any color on what could be their execution track targets for this year, given that they also have a very exceptionally strong order backlog?
Actually, we do own a 47% equity in Goa Shipyard, but there is no management control or board representation on GSL. So they operate totally independently. Only the profit figures of Goa Shipyards and net worth, they have an impact on Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. But otherwise, we are not involved in their management or execution or other details.
Got it, sir. Thank you. That's it for us.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So I just wanted to know that we have a such a strong order book. So do you feel any skill set? Do you have the required skill set to deliver these orders on time and execution? And we see that there is a little slip in the revenue. So we have a strong order book on one hand, and there is a little slippage on the revenue front. So how is that kind of working together?
I have been explaining this thing. As far as the shipbuilding industry is concerned, this is not an industry which can be compared on a quarter-to-quarter basis. In fact, what we see is the company has been growing at a very, very healthy pace. 2023, we saw a revenue increase of 35%. Of course, that kind of a performance cannot be repeated on a year-to-year basis. But we definitely see a growth of maybe 10 to 12% or higher. That picture would emerge better by the end of middle of third quarter, I would say. But we are on the right track. And on a quarter-to-quarter basis, minor blips cannot be taken into consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Skill set, no issues with respect to the skill set or the manpower. We have capacity to build 11 submarines and 10 warships simultaneously. So we can take 21 vessels simultaneously. Compared to that, right now, we have only 6 ships and 2 submarines with us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. Our next question comes from the line of Amit Dixit with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for taking my question again. I have a couple of questions. One is that, you know, we have recently developed a midget submarine. So if you could just throw some light on that, you know, the orders that we expect out of that and the time frame thereof, and whether there would be other competitors also for this.
So this is a research and development project undertaken by MDL, primarily for the purpose of indigenization of submarine. Now, this would be a multi-role submarine which can be deployed for special operations as well as for oceanography, as well as for tourist purposes, as well as can be used in rivers also. We have recently successfully tested the pressure hull, and as per the timelines, we are expecting that this submarine should be testing waters by somewhere end of 24. To our knowledge, we are not aware of anybody else who is right now into the construction of an indigenous submarine within the country. This could be a game changer once successful.
So this is fully indigenous. Everything, all components are indigenous in this.
Yeah, all components are being indigenized, being sourced from indigenous sources.
What would be the cost of submarine?
It is evolving. Right now, we would not be committing, but it is a cost which we feel it is the right cost for research and development.
Okay. The second question is also essentially the question of the previous participant. Just wondering that, you know, last time when we started building submarines, then it was long time back. Now, with the current, if this P-75I order comes to us and the P-75 repeat order, I mean the 3 submarine that is being contemplated, it comes to us. Can we still build 11 submarines simultaneously, or can because or our some of the people have retired and therefore we need to search for the on engineering side particularly, do we need to search for more people and therefore the simultaneous building could be impeded?
No, we don't see any such constraints. As far as the skill set is concerned, we have a healthy skill set of both executives as well as non-executive staff available. A lot of outsourcing sources have also been developed during the meantime. And in any case, as far as these projects are concerned, of course, we continue to maintain that we have the capability and capacity to take 11 submarines simultaneously. But just as a matter of clarification, as far as the additional submarines are concerned, we expect that this should be finalized fairly early. Whereas the AIP fitted 6 submarines, this would involve certain technical evaluations, certain field evaluation tests at both the places by an Indian Navy, both at MDL TKMS and LNT Navantia, Spain. So, and certain discussions and finalization of equipment fit. So this would be a while away. In any case, by the time the specifications are frozen, so there would not be these two orders coming simultaneously. That kind of a scenario is not likely to happen. But yes, some overlap would be there, for which the yard is quite capable, along with the refits and the repairs of the Scorpion platforms as and when they come.
Instead, we will not lose because we have a mixed bag of workers. They are permanent and there is on contract. So as these permanent guys are retiring, these contract people are getting inducted as permanent. So basically there is a change.
Continuity
is there as far as skill sets are concerned.
Sir, here just again a follow-up from here. In 1999, there was a plan that, okay, we will have some 24 submarines by 2024. And if I really look at it, then only P-75, that two, 5 submarines are there out of those 24. And the old submarines that we have, I mean, I don't know how much refit we can do to these submarines essentially. So where I'm coming from is that there is an urgent need for us to actually manufacture these submarines. So in this scenario, you still think that a split in the order is not possible at this stage?
So split in the order doesn't work out technically because there is a technology transfer involved. The RFP has not been designed in a manner where the foreign collaborator would be willing to transfer the technology to two players. It doesn't work out cost effective. So had the technology transfer not involved, then it's a different case altogether. But considering the nuances of the RFP and the platform itself, We don't envisage ki any kind of a split is feasible.
There will be a cost, both the collaborator cost will have to pay both the sides. It will actually hike up the project cost quite a lot.
Okay, so the last question from my side before I turn it to again the queue is that there was a media article suggesting that Navy might think of taking some 10 submarines on rent. By the time, diesel electric submarines again, by the time actually we build these submarines under either P-75I or P-75 extension, is it true or is it just, media speculation?
We would not be able to comment on this.
Armed forces, secret, confidential, information. So I don't think, they don't share it with us. We will not be able to comment. But maybe they can think of such things. But this life extensions which you are doing to the submarines, that is actually filling the gap to some extent. Very certifying, another 10 years. See, the submarines are normally 30 years life, so you can get another lease of, new lease of 10 years. So that is one way of, pulling off. Because the designer always has certain safety margin when he designs. So that assessment is done after service
life is over. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Maruti Nandan Sarda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, congratulations for delivering a good set of numbers. My question is regarding the top line. So last year we completed 7,800 approximately the top line what we have delivered. And no, currently
7,500.
Okay. And currently we are having unexecuted orders worth around 39,000 crore, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just assuming that the bid which we have filed, where L&T is also participating, if we get that particular project as well, the value will be around 40,000 crore for that project, right?
43,000 crores is the A1 value. I said we are expecting a significantly higher order value.
Okay. So let's say 45 or 47,000 crores. So if we combine these two figures, which is the value which we are already having as unexecuted projects, 39,000 crore plus the 47,000 crore, the ballpark number will be around 80,000 crores. So these projects will be executed over what tenure in terms of number of years? It can be a ballpark number. I don't expect a concrete number. Just to get an idea that at what year we can grow our top line.
I'll break this into couple of parts. Like if you talk of 39,000 crores, it comprises of right now we have two ships of 15 Bravo. One we are targeting for delivery this year by September, October, and the last ship of 15 Bravo we'll be delivering middle of 24 next year.
Okay.
Then another project is there which is 17 Alpha. Which comprises of four number of stealth frigates. We target the first delivery of frigate in middle of 24 next year, and then subsequently one ship each year. Third project being the sixth boat of P-75, sixth submarine, which we are targeting for March 24 or maybe early 24-25. With that, this project would be over. So considering these, the existing, in addition, the MRLC project would be somewhere around 26-27. So considering this, I see the current book to be exhausted by 28, then including the base and depot spares and the liquidation of guarantee defects, another 1 year, so by 29. And considering as far as six submarines of with AIP fitted project P-75I is concerned, this order placement would take approximately 18 to 24 months. So taking 2 years, and the build period for the first submarine, I believe the first submarine is required to be delivered in next 6 years, and then subsequently one submarine each year. So that would be a project from today of around 10 to 12 years. So you can very safely consider, if it is we are in 23, so by 34-35, if these orders are there, so this would be liquidated by 34-35.
Okay, so
in addition, we are also expecting orders from the PI of next generation destroyers, as well as follow on with respect to the frigates, that is the 17 Bravo. So these orders will be in addition to the what we have discussed just now.
And what is the value for these orders?
Next generation destroyers, all eight could be in the range of 80,000 crores, and more than 80,000 crores, and 17 Bravo, we have the existing order which is around 26-27,000 crores, so considering for four numbers, and if we consider similar phone numbers, this project 15 Bravo, I am told ki instead of seven numbers, which was four in for MDL and three by GRSC, the 17 Bravo Navy is considering for eight numbers. So the total order size was 45,000 crore in 2015. So 8 years have elapsed, so there would be normal escalation. So this eight numbers should be in the range of 60,000 crores.
So hearing all this, I think it will be prudent to assume that we can grow our top line 15 to 20% CAGR over next 10 years.
Yeah, if the order flow is smooth, we are confident that thing would be growing in a healthy manner.
Yeah, that's really heartening to know, and I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Avinash, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for the wonderful results. I just wanted to know about about Avantel, because I read recently that it won an order from Mazagon Dock. So will that impact any? Will that have a negative impact on the margin because it is outsourced?
I didn't get your question clearly. Can you please repeat it?
Yeah. There is a company called Avantel which got an order from Mazagon Dock. So having known that, will outsourcing, is it outsourcing? That is what I understand. So will it have any impact on the profit margin?
As far as outsourcing is concerned, outsourcing is a normal part of our operations. The core operations are being handled directly by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, but many of our operations are outsourced. So that is a part of our execution strategy. So definitely it doesn't have any negative impact. But at the same time, I am not sure with respect to Avantel, the name which you are taking. I don't think we have outsourced.
Maybe a small order for something. It's not a major order. Was not.
I don't think any major order has been outsourced to Avantel. Hello.
Sir, the participant has left the question queue. We'll move on to our next question, which is from the line of Satarthru Chakraborty with Chakraborty Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Congratulations
on a good set of numbers. Let me start with a couple of bookkeeping questions. The employee benefits expenses, is it fair to say that this is a bit front-loaded in the first quarter because you have annual bonuses that we pay out? And is this generic year over year, or is this not something which has some seasonality to it?
So, there is nothing like front-loading the employee expenses in the first quarter. Nothing of the sort.
Okay. And then the follow-up question that I have also on this is the subcontract costs. This one, I think we had a lot of conversation on that today. So my question really is, this cost has been gradually increasing over the last two financial years, which is fine. But is this really strategy-wise the best play that a defense company can do? Because I mean, on the one hand, costs are driven out, so profit margins are better. But on the other hand, you also have a lot of expertise, which probably is not within the company. But I just wanted to say, on a strategic side, how do you feel or how do you think subcontracting should be done? Should it be more non-technical? Should it be more operational? And should the strategic components still stay in-house? Or just how do you think about it in general?
I can assure you, as far as all the core operations are concerned, they are being directly executed by MDL. And we have been able to manage and deliver the platforms at a faster rate and within time by a judicious mix of what we execute ourselves and what we outsource. So this strategy is likely to continue, considering that the timelines are being compressed and this is the requirement of the day that the platforms are delivered faster and at the earliest. But at the same time, this doesn't jeopardize or impact in any way MDL's capabilities or profitability adversely.
See, when we subcontract, we know the activity. We have to qualify the subcontractor. It's not that we don't know what the subcontractor is doing. We actually teach them how to do it. So there's no loss of any skills or any knowledge. We're only getting it done more cost effective. That's all.
Okay, helps. I think the other operational pieces are quite in place, so I don't have a lot of questions on that. One last question that I had really is on the shareholding pattern. I think the Government of India stake right now, so MOD, is around 84.83%, if I'm not mistaken. There is just a mandate that publicly listed companies have to bring it down to 75%. So my question really is there an exception that we think will happen for MDL, or do you in future plan to go for some sort of equity dilution? Or maybe this is too early to ask that question already.
Actually, as far as the CPSCs are concerned, there is a separate ministry altogether and a separate administrative office, DIPAM, which takes care of the disinvestments. So they look at the right time when the disinvestment should take place, when further investments should disinvestment should take place, and in case any exemptions are required. So it is DIPAM who would be processing or who would be advising us on this behalf. So as a company, we are not concerned or controlling any kind of a decision with respect to further disinvestment.
All right. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity to which you have given us to interact, and also thank you for all the good wishes and the well-wishing which we have garnered from the market and the investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay. Thank you.